Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Well, Guten Tag, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you love the show, head on over to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C, and get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available here on the Gas Digital Network. You can also go to PodcastMerch.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, all fun stuff. Wear it. Come out to shows. I appreciate you guys. I got two wonderful guests. Thank you guys so much for being with me today for this very silly movie. Gentleman to my left, I have not seen in a while. It's very nice to have him back. Trey Gallion's here.
Hello.
Thank you for being here, brother.
No problem, man. Good to be here.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You last joined me for Evil Bong and Pumpkinhead.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for coming back. This is going to be a little different, but a little the same.
I'm excited.
And to my right, I got Brett Raybould.
Hello. What did I last join you for?
Real Ass Podcast. I don't know.
The good answer.
I don't remember the last movie.
That was a good answer.
Have you done the movie with this one before?
I have done one.
I can't remember what you did.
We watched, I can't remember the title. It was weird, there was gore, and it was not a good movie.
That exactly. Sounds like my yeah. Show.
Nailed it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Brett, what do you want people to check out? I know you got a lot of fun stuff.
I would say July 17th, a play I co-wrote. We're doing a live read at the Comedy Cellar. So we have a great, it's called Race, the Movie, the Play. We have a great, it's a slapstick spoof of all of the white savior / prestige race movies. We have a great cast. I play one of the leads named Wyatt Savior. We have Dean Edwards as Gene Yuss. Ted Alexandro plays Ray Sist. Eagle Witt is in it, and it's a really good show. So go to the Comedy Cellar website and buy tickets to our live table read of the play, which we just wrapped up our New York Theater Festival appearance. We sold out all three shows, so
I'm really proud of you, man. That's so awesome, dude.
Yeah, we're moving it forward. I think we have a really, truly tremendous show. Alex and Harrington were there. They loved it. So.
Very cool.
Dude, Alexandro is the best.
Yes, he's an incredible stand-up, and he is so goddamn funny in this. He plays a character people wouldn't associate with Ted.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Like a total scumbag.
Total old white southern guy is who he plays.
Yeah. Does he do an accent too?
He does. Oh, I mean, he's the villain of his name's out. Ray Sist. Of course he's a villain.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Trey, what do you want people to check out, Bubba?
At Trey Gallion on Instagram and Twitter. TreyGallion. I just got done with my Texas tour, but always heading back out on the road. So hit me on the social media and I'll post all that stuff there.
Hell yeah, make sure you check both these guys out. Big fan of both of them. And me, Instagram Zach is not funny, back up Twitter ZA Spook Show. If you are in the New York area, Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Brooklyn on July the 16th. We're going to be in Sunset Park. Really good card, going to be really fun. And if you're in Pennsylvania, Trauma Dance Film Festival is that same weekend. I will be there that Sunday the 17th, where we're showing all new movies at the Mahoning Drive-In Theater in Mahaton, Pennsylvania, including the last movie of the night will be a movie I'm in, premiering called The Secret of Cuck Island. Really, really silly found footage conspiracy movie. So if you want to see a movie where I am only in tighty whities for the entire film and then get shot in the head, that would be your great opportunity to do so.
You just can't spoil it, right?
Whatever. I'm not a main character. It's going to be really fun. Come hang out. And before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21 who live in a state where Delta 8 is legal, do you guys want to get high? You guys want to get high with me? I want to get high with you, which is why we need to go to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. I used them. They're great. So if you are over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, guys, YoDelta.com is the place to be. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. I can tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. So head on over to the site one more time. That's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses? Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about RockAuto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all that, are still going to upcharge you. Because at rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. So whether you are a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or a complete idiot like me who doesn't understand how cars work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to the site. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But if you get anything, make sure you tell them. You heard about them on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. You guys know the site. You love it. Yeah, I'm going to do it again. RockAuto.com. That's the commercial. Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21, I just want to talk to you about our favorite sponsor, Yo Kratom. Guys, the price of everything has been going up this year. That's right, gasoline, rent, groceries. Well, you know what isn't going to get more expensive this year? A Kratom kilo from YoKratom.com. It's always going to be $60, and it comes right to your door. So you can stop going to gas stations, bodegas, smoke shops, and buying a little at a time when you can get an entire kilo of Kratom delivered to you from our friends at YoKratom.com. They are the marquee sponsor of the network, of Skankfest, of everything we do. They're great to us. Be great back to them. YoKratom.com, $60 kilo. You just can't beat it. And we're back. Guys, today's movie taking a bit of a turn from the usual. We have been doing some killer animal movies. I thought we would stick with the animal theme, but go to the other side of the spectrom. This is Prehysteria. Prehysteria is made by Moonbeam Entertainment, which is the sister company of Full Moon Entertainment. Full Moon had Moonbeam, and they had Seduction Cinema, where they made softcore porn. Moonbeam was the kids' division. So we're going to watch a very silly, made-for-kids dinosaur movie. I really like this one. Directed by Charles and Albert Band, who are the guys that ran the show over at Full Moon. Charlie Band, a notorious figure in horror. And let's see what they did when they decided to entertain some children. This is for free on a bunch of places. I know it's on Prime. I know it's on Tubi. So you can always sync up the movie and watch along. We also play it for free every Friday at midnight. Tune in. Pre-stream starts at 11:30. Just fucking sign up to Gas Digital promo code Zach. Let's get everybody paid, huh?
Yeah.
Ladies in the booth, I love you. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, man. Now, winner of how many Nickelodeon awards?
I don't think this even made it that far.
No?
There's no way this got it. Not even now. It's very political at Nick, you know?
Yeah, they promote their own show. By the way, the way MTV played that so well with making people think Napoleon Dynamite was a good movie.
It's not?
By paying for Napoleon Dynamite and then acting like they discovered it and promoting the shit out of it.
Wait. They say that again? I thought it was a good movie when I was around that age. I have not rewatched it.
I rewatched it for something and I really hate it.
Mm.
And when you look at it, yeah, MTV funded it, basically.
Uh-huh.
And then started promoting it like it was this indie hit that they found. And started giving it awards and shit.
Yeah.
And basically, they were just sucking their own dick. And it was completely, they just took advantage of like that time and like that awkward place in the 2000s where that was like the humor.
And they, yeah.
It's 100% manufactured. And for people that don't believe me, is that a good movie? How did John Heder do after that?
I mean, he had a good, Blades of Glory was funny.
He had a few, he had a run, but he did not stick around.
He did not stick around is true.
No, he ended up on page 7 real quick. Well, like, skipped page 6 and went straight to page 7.
Yeah, yeah, Blades of Glory, you had... Was it
Mr. Woodcock?
I'm not sure.
Was he even in that?
Was that with him and Billy Bob Thornton, maybe?
No, that's the other guy from American Pie.
Okay, yeah. Then, yeah, he had a very small run, I feel like.
I mean, did he even date anybody cool?
I don't know.
Great question. That's right? How I judge movie stars.
Yeah.
Who are they fucking? Why do you think Leo's top dog? He just recycles through 24-year-olds.
Killing it.
Living the dream, man.
I mean, technically by then I think Tom Green's the move.
He's the greatest actor.
Okay. I love Freddy Got Fingered, and then he banged Drew Barrymore. I don't know.
That's and was fun. Freddy Got Fingered at MTV production?
No. Oh, yeah, I guess it was.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Freddy Got Fingered is wildly funny, and it makes people uncomfortable.
Funnier than Napoleon Dynamite, for
way
sure.
Way funnier.
What's the iconic line from Freddy Got Fingered?
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Daddy, would you like some sausage? I couldn't.
Where's your LeBaron, Freddy?
Wait, this was based on an original idea?
Yes. So, one thing we talk about on the show a lot, a full moon especially, all the music sounds the same, and they love to pad out the runtime. How much have we watched where there has not been a lick of movie yet?
Got 11 minutes of credits.
This movie's going to be an hour 24, by the way.
Oh, wow. So.
They really like to bring it in under the buzzer on full moon. And you're going to get a lot
wide fans.
How long can we go before movie happens?
Ooh, wow. All right, we're in the... All right, there's still... I need to know, are we in the forest or where are we?
No, this is a backyard in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, so Albert Band directed most of the exterior scenes. The interiors were directed by Charles Band. Charles gave us some of our favorite movies, like Puppet Master, Head of the Family, Dolls. We've done a ton of his movies here
Dolls
on the show.
Dolls is fun.
And also one of the most notorious shysters in the history of independent film.
Josh Gad.
That guy is Josh. Come on, this is turning into a real bust, Jeffy.
What is it, bust, senor? You know, a bust out, a dead end, no L artifacts. Do you think they looked at him and went, can you dress him more Mexican?
Dude, they yanked him from a Home Depot parking lot for sure.
They just put a blanket on him.
Yeah, like 2 hours before they shot this is how that went down.
2 hours before he was in a parking lot going, I do the roofing, I don't do the plumbing.
Yeah, and they were like, no, you don't got to do any of that, homie.
No. Just wear this hilarious
outfit. Actually got him, too.
They did. Well, he specializes in tile roofs, and that's hard to find. So
yeah, no.
You got to use them while you got them.
Oh, my gosh. I like that they don't say which foreign language. It's like, what could it be? Is it French?
By the way, this is definitely, like, next to somebody's property.
Oh,
and they're keeping
sure.
it super, super, super tight.
Yeah.
So you don't see, like, a highway.
No, but a conversation was had, you know, where they were like, hey, man, so tomorrow there might be a little bit of, you know, any problems, just text me.
They asked their neighbors, can you not barbecue right now? We're actually trying to film some.
Yeah, right.
Oh, culebra.
You know how the thunder and rain starts when it's perfectly bright out? And then they cut the thunder and lightning in an exterior.
The beautiful stock footage.
Michael Bishop, is this a royalty-free song? It had to be, right?
So, this movie, if you can't tell, is supposed to be all Elvis. And it was planned to be all Elvis.
But...
And then they saw how much it cost to get the rights to Elvis songs. So it's all Elvis sound-alikes.
That would triple the budget. But that's
more
the beauty part.
That.
So they actually went into the studio to make songs, and they were like, we have to make all Elvis-sounding songs.
Yeah, which I'm sure they paid very little for.
Oh,
yeah.
Roasted.
One of the famous full moon quotes in my life, somebody spoke to us about editing one of the movies, and when we asked what their rate was, they went, cocaine and sandwiches. Yeah, he's got Elvis on the wall.
Yeah, I've played that club.
Yeah. No, but they also had sandwiches.
Fair enough.
Because you know how kids today fucking love Elvis.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Do you remember that time in, like, the early 90s where every kid wanted to be Elvis?
Yeah. I mean, I had 5 jumpsuits. Yeah.
I actually did love Elvis growing up and sang to my brother Elvis songs growing up when he would fall asleep.
Really?
I would sing to him.
He was 35.
he actually was a grown man. I would be 12 and he was 21. And I would sing in the ghetto, even though we lived in a very well-to-do suburb outside of Kansas City, for the record. But we just related
But that's
to
a good going-to-sleep song.
Yeah. I'm a cold and gray Chicago. So this kid, I relate to this main character, child. A modern engine? Dude.
I am third generation. Ruthless chieftain. Yeah, whatever. Look. Here. There's another $50. Show me the cave.
He's like, that's more than they paid me to do the movie.
Get off your high horse and take the half yard and come on, let's go.
No.
Whoa, you go. Okay.
Damn.
That is
damn.
Not a Native American.
No.
The tour of our side yard is over.
Yeah. Then that is a straight up cholo that they have playing in Native American.
Oh, it's the Goonies house. Christian Slater?
He does kind of have a...
Oh.
God, that looks like a set. Doesn't that look like a...
It's the Last Action Hero kid.
Yes, I believe it is.
Yes, it totally is. There's nobody else that could possibly be. Man, talk about somebody who didn't really do much
after. If you can confirm that in the booth, I believe Brett is correct.
You ever think about Mom?
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yeah, all the time.
You gotta get rid of one parent to keep the tension.
Hand me that brush,
yeah.
Because his dad's got to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
And it's how to get back into having fun.
Yeah.
So will it just kill
Not
the mom?
Work so hard, yeah. You know.
She's in heaven?
Yeah, losing your spouse really helps you find joy in life. Donuts with Elvis.
No, mom's in hell.
Nope.
Why? What?
I don't know.
Nope. Mom's in hell. Having donuts and coffee with Michael Jackson.
And then who do you think she misses most? Like, why is this the white?
Yeah, what a bummer, kid.
Why'd you give her puppies away?
Oh.
Times are hard, Jerry. There's no way we can afford to have 5 more animals around here.
Yeah, what'd you want me to do, abort them?
I think she misses them.
Gee, I wonder if that means there's going to be 5 new animals in this house.
Nope.
Damn.
What
a storyteller.
I wonder if that's
what a storyteller.
That subtle foreshadowing.
Shut up, you little tweeb.
Monica, it's a school night.
Yeah.
I did all
don't
my
dress
homework.
Like a whore.
Please, Daddy.
I don't like you running around with that older crowd.
I bet the director made her say it's please daddy a lot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We're gonna run that again.
Her parents thought her career was gonna take off after this.
Do you think
she knew better though because of that? Huh?
Do you think they did, or do you think they knew what they were making?
No, I think her parents, her mom for sure, thought her career was going to take off.
That actually, that's Meryl Streep. Did you know that?
What?
That young girl is Meryl Streep, so.
Oh.
Okay, I know we shit on the opportunities movies provide. Every once in a while, you do strike gold.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Chainsaw 3,
mm-hmm.
Renee Zellweger. And Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, you do find that they did some of these.
Yeah, that was geographical, though.
Yeah.
You know, just because they're from Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God.
Yeah, Jack Frost
right?
had Shannon Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Troll has Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Another full moon movie.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Troll 2?
I'm obsessed with Troll 2, yes.
I saw that documentary, Best Worst Movie. That shit made me cry. Have you heard of Best Worst
the
Movie?
The Trollining? No.
It's a documentary about Troll 2, which is considered one of the worst movies ever made. But the documentary is so beautiful.
The cast getting back, so it becomes a huge cult hit.
Yeah.
And the cast and the director get back together for a screening. And it's all crazy. Everyone involved is a crazy person. So what happened is Full Moon made Troll. And it's a movie with Sonny Bono and Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Michael Moriarty and a troll.
Yeah.
this Italian company made a movie called Goblins that they just shot in America with the intention of dubbing it into Italian. So they hired all non-actors in Salt Lake City.
So awesome.
So everyone has never been in a movie before. Everyone seems like they've never spoken before. And the script is translated incorrectly, and the director insisted on everything being read verbatim.
Even
because
when,
it was being read to be dubbed.
Even when the actors were like, that's not how you say,
that. Yeah, that's incorrect.
No, that is what we do.
No, that is how... And I've worked on Italian movies, and that is how they act. Full Moon, instead of making Troll 2, just buys Goblins and calls it Troll 2. So the people that made this movie have no idea. It just shows up on shelves one day as Troll 2. There's no trolls in it.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it winds up becoming a huge cult hit later.
Can you
as, like,
that?
The worst movie.
What? Can you just, like, make the sequel name?
Well, Full Moon owned it.
Oh.
Full Moon bought Goblins and just called it Troll 2.
Oh, because it would have had some degree of, you know, carryover from the Troll 1 success.
And they're still in business.
Full Moon has 6 movies coming out this year.
That's amazing.
I believe they just announced they're doing another subspecies. They have a baby Oopsie movie, which is an offshoot of one of their killer doll franchises. They have a new Evil Bong out. They have Attack of the 50-Foot Cam Girl. They have a new TNA collection, and they have something else coming out. Oh, I'm sure, as I said, they do an Evil Bong every year now, which you saw the first Evil Bong.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly their movies are all, like, one location or a green screen at this point.
Yeah.
But they bang them out. Some friends of mine might be working on one of them, and that's going to be a real movie. They're gonna go overseas to do it, which is the way to do it.
Really?
I mean, that's...
You go overseas, you go to, cheaper. Like, what would be described as a developing nation.
You can do whatever you want.
Because third world country sounds demeaning.
Right.
You go to a developing nation where everything's much cheaper and everyone gets paid well in their money.
Right. Yes. Developing nation, that sounds more like where you'd want to go on a cruise than third world.
So, what I've been told, the split, the way it's described there's first world, second world. And the difference between second and third world is second world, you can drink the water. Third world, they would advise you not to drink the water. So, like, there's parts of America that are third world nations.
I know, unfortunately, yeah.
A developing.
Yeah.
I think Bushwick is a developing country.
Yeah. As someone who spent a lot of time in Buffalo, parts of America are definitely...
Don't drink the water of Buffalo, you guys. Do not drink the water of Buffalo.
But by the way,
beer, anyway.
Where these are not just my wonderful Real Ass podcast host lives in Jersey. He lives in a beautiful neighborhood, and you cannot drink the water at his house.
That's amazing.
Really?
Because there was some lawsuit about chemicals in it, so he has a full, like, filtered water machine.
Can we say, is this like Jersey City or?
It's deeper into Jersey. It's a beautiful town. And he's very vehement about people not having the water. Because they warned him when he got it.
Is it the fracking? Is the fracking?
I don't know what it is.
It's gotta be. When you said, can we say, I thought you were referencing, you were like, can we say who it is? I was like,
no, it's my real
can't say Lewis's name on his.
No, but I don't want to say the town he lives in.
Sure, yeah.
Because, I have been doxxed. Like I said, you
have no say. Oh, yeah. You're on
probation. And it fucked my life up, and I know more than once people have tried to figure out his address.
Yeah, that's
based
fire.
On like
that's
when fire. He does open videos, door, like walking down the street. Open the door,
your sister wants out. Oh wow, that's weird. Yeah, but that's what.
There you go, jump.
Get it? Cause she's a hoe.
Nice. Get wrecked, bitch.
Close the door, homie. It's not funny.
All right.
She's a drag.
God, I spent so much time in the back of pickup trucks as a kid.
Yeah, and every once in a while in the back of a Brat, you know, with a proper seat in it. But yeah, mostly just pick
What's
up
a
regular
Brat?
Pickup trucks. That little Subaru Brat they used to make. It was like an El Camino, but different. But they had like proper
seats in the back.
In the back.
Yeah. I had for 8 months and you're still calling me man. My buddy I hung out with had a pickup truck, and I always got back of the truck.
Yeah,
when we went anywhere, we would pull up. And I liked it.
Yeah, totally.
We would pull up, and I would just sit up with the Undertaker.
Oh, nice. Well, and then it was always, can you hop in the back of the truck?
Yeah.
Without touching the tire or anything, you know? That whole thing.
Yes.
One time, that guy was driving. We were young, too. Went and picked us all up a big order at the liquor store. And it was me and my friend in the front and our friend that went to the liquor store in the back. The entire floor of the truck was bottles of booze. And we're young. We're like 16, 17. How he had just started driving. And we're shitting a brick. Not ready. We're not ready for this level of crime. We're pussies. And we're driving down a hill and we hit a speed bump. And the kid that was in the back was laying down feet towards the cab. And we hit it, and he came up, and he came back and threw the back window.
Ooh.
And broke both back windows with his boots. And we just kicked him out of the car. And went and parked the car, hid the booze, and told his mom that we got in a fight at Burger King. And when we came out, the kids we got in a fight with had broken out his back windows.
Oh, jeez. Dude, that's gnarly.
Yeah, I was not a an adventurous boy. I was a mega puss.
That sounds like a Tromo movie. Mega puss. Starring Zach Amico as the puss. You guys missed it. They were hitting on each other. That shit was great.
Oh yeah,
that was awesome.
Get a little steamy.
So that's why I missed your good story. I was like, uh oh, kiss. But alas.
No, it just got awkward.
No, his kids fucking ruined it.
These little fucking cock blocks.
He's about to make out with her. And
bad enough your mother died. Now he has to fucking block my cock every time we go to the Hot Ladies Oddity Shop.
I know.
Yeah,
man.
Did you not forget your mother died? I have nowhere to stick my penis anymore.
Ooh.
Ah, his boneyard, huh?
Nice.
Yeah.
Keep your shirts on. We're going.
I'm going to get her to blow me, maybe. Huh?
Can you imagine having two teenagers and full balls?
No.
Fucking
no, that's too
out.
Much.
Dude.
Yeah, that's too much going on.
He just pussed out, bro.
Get the cooler.
Jerry, get the cooler. Ruby, get the cooler.
Hell yeah, dude. Helpful dog?
I love that eye roll.
Yeah, that dog rules.
That was that's good training.
Kennel
good.
Up.
Can I be honest?
Of course.
That's a good movie, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've worked with many dogs doing.
Dogs suck.
Yeah.
Dogs fucking blow. I love dogs. They always say you don't want to. I mean, oh no, dogs are great in real life.
Of course.
Movie dogs can be a real pain in the ass.
Yeah.
They don't read the script.
They say you don't work with kids and animals if you can avoid it.
Yeah. No. It's big.
Because they're two elements you can never fully control.
And they don't necessarily know, like, we got to just get this because it's frustrating if we don't.
Yeah.
Well, plus somebody's always got to go back and rescue the dog. Nobody ever understands what the dog is saying.
Got a SAG minimum. Do you want some water? Is there a SAG for dogs?
There's got to be.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's an animal union.
Highest grossing movie dog of all time.
Air Bud?
Or is that just the franchise? I mean specifically.
Oh, specific animal?
The actor or dog actor.
I got bigger fish to fry. Oh. Eddie from Frasier.
Yeah, do you think so? Is that?
I bet that was a high. Because that was the same dog the whole time, I think.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't give that dog an Emmy. They may have.
Doesn't that dog may have like an honorable. Oh. Okay, because certain animals are the same animal in multiple movies. Or so I have different parts. So I'm trying to think. Toto from Wizard of Oz.
That's a good one. But that was like an era where they probably were able to pay no one nothing.
I think Toto made more than the Munchkins.
Than Judy Garland.
But did have to blow a couple directors.
Yeah. The studio technically owned the dog and you could go fuck it.
They drug it around to parties for a while.
Yeah, when it was still a puppy. They had it hooked on benzos as a puppy. And they went, hey, if you want these to keep coming, you got to put out.
Got to get them Oscar nods, man.
Nat, what were you going to say, babe?
I was going to say I have a list of the dogs that earn the most. Do you know who Benji is? It doesn't say what movie. It just says Benji.
TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Modern the family. Highest earning dog from of what? All time.
Okay.
But Toto was number 4 on the list.
Good.
What else? What? Give me the 5.
It's just animals in general, but 2 is Golden Cloud the horse.
Okay.
Seabiscuit? What was that? Seabiscuit or some shit?
Let me see. He just did a whole bunch of horse movies.
He was an extra.
It was a good horse.
Yeah. And then 3 was Skippy the Terrier and Bringing Up Baby.
Okay.
So what was Benji's big?
Skippy the Benji player. Was the show. Was,
yeah, just the TV show.
Oh.
In the 80s. Wow. The early 80s.
Yeah,
late
yeah.
70s, early 80s.
Got his own show. Uh-oh. Other cooler switch.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
What a shitty cooler.
My babies. Where are my babies? My eggs! Where are my eggs?
Yes. With this. Yeah.
I killed all those Mexican Indians for turkey bones? This dog.
Back to the Home Depot parking lot with you.
Many years ago when I worked at my dad's welding shop.
Did you bring the cooler in?
So when you're, for reference, when you're a welder, it's the best job you can have if you're an ex-con.
Why is that?
It's the highest, because it's dangerous, so it's high paying. So you get a lot of people with quite a police record that are your coworkers.
Uh-huh.
So, the police pulling up in the middle of your workday to arrest one of your coworkers for knocking his old lady around ain't too uncommon. Nobody bats an eye.
Gotcha.
When my dad had his shop, I believe he asked the cops, hey, if you're going to arrest one of my guys, could you come through the back so that my kid doesn't see the cops always coming for my guys? Because he hid it from me because he was a good dad. But then I worked with him, and I said, you know, the cops would always come for a certain few people. And we at the shop, there was a guy named Jesus, who was a little Mexican guy. And the cops pulled up to arrest somebody else, and somebody went, Jesus, INS. And he just sees the sirens, and he's gone, right?
Wow.
About 8 hours later, we're cleaning up for the day. And Jesus was inside a giant pipe, and nobody remembered to tell him that it was fake.
Oh my God.
So this poor little Mexican guy just hid in a giant pipe for 8 hours.
That's amazing. And he never left the premises.
Never left. We never found him either. He like, by chance, we found him.
Was he able to get out on his own accord, or did he actually?
No, it was sideways. He just jumped in.
Well, but he, like, never, what might that be? He just assumed they were there the whole time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, what a badass. Like, that is, like, some, like,
that's commitment.
Resourceful commitment, ingenuity.
I mean, but then to think, like, has an INS raid ever lasted 8 hours? I don't know. I've never been a part of one.
I saw a video today of INS pulling over a truck on the side of the highway, and when they take the guy out, a bunch of guys jump out the back and make a run for it on the highway, and one of them gets clipped and goes flying, and they said the guy got charged with human trafficking resulting in death, which is a charge I just found out about.
Oh, yeah.
But this little gentleman just goes fucking jetting, and he gets hit, and he goes up, and he starts doing like,
oh, it's like
the rag doll.
It's like,
also,
yeah.
This dog, she had puppies, so she takes the eggs and she knows to warm them up.
There's 5 eggs. No,
and then she lost her 5 puppies. They gave away her 5 puppies.
Somebody shut that pooch up before I go crazy.
Yeah,
that is.
I do love some good.
That is screenwriting, bro.
This is how
That is writing.
I know we're watching a bad movie, but we're watching a bad movie made by really, really capable people.
No, it's I like that. I like that.
I mean, that's a good-looking dinosaur
right
there.
That is good.
So here's the fun part about the Prehistoria series.
Uh-huh. Series, you said.
Three of them.
Okay.
They use the same puppets for all three, even though they start to break in two. So what do you care? So by three, they all have noticeable tears and holes in them.
Oh, my gosh. They look like garage sale dinosaurs. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's going to do it, kid.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
I do miss...
Oh, so also, Full Moon, very big on this. The stop-motion animation in the foreground with the shot
that
in the background.
That looked really good. I mean...
Looks really good.
It does. Like, I don't need to
Holds up way better than you think it's going to. And they look...
Like that looks good,
shit.
Man. Like, it's something maybe we've talked about.
Now, that looks like Pee-wee's Playhouse.
That does look silly.
But it's okay, because we know what we're watching. So, like, I think practical effects are so much better. Even if, yeah, you're right. It does kind of look a little... Yeah, like...
I'm going along
it's
with
like,
it.
It's, like, stylistic and interesting.
And if you're a kid, you buy this.
Yeah,
for,
totally.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And I don't. I buy it because I know I'm watching a movie, so I know it's okay. Like,
everything's gonna be okay.
How about you?
But like everything being like, that's a good shot, man.
By the way, so we're talking. I think I want to say '90s. So we're talking dinosaurs are hot right now.
Uh huh.
Right, Jurassic Park, Elvis. The original one.
Yeah.
Had probably just come out.
Oh, he just named him Elvis.
Yeah.
That is no hound dog.
Yeah, so this was Full Moon's idea when Jurassic Park, when dinosaurs are hot. Roger Corman, who's another famous like low-budget producer, we did a movie on the show. He made Carnosaur, which is based off of another book about dinosaurs being cloned, and he got Laura Dern's mother to be in it. And it came out the week before Jurassic Park.
They almost beat him, though.
Yeah.
Right now, we'd have Chris Pratt starring in Carnosaur 6, The Lost World.
And yes, there are five Carnosaurs.
Yes!
The last of which I believe is called Raptor. But they all use the same effects over and over again. They reuse all the death scenes.
Oh, like same shots.
The same. They reuse. They take the shot from the first movie and just reuse it.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for them. This is a solid business model.
Yeah, how does this make money?
I mean, this is laundering. They're laundering for somebody.
So also important to note here, this is Blockbuster era. This is mom and pop video shop era. Cool.
Oh.
By the way, and you can see, I'll have here the cover. Cool cover. Got the kid from.
Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero on it. Got his dinosaurs.
Yep.
I would imagine dinosaurs are hot. This probably did excellent at video stores.
Great. Yeah, I mean, video
assume this had a very small theatrical run. This was all about...
Let's just assume. Let's assume that it was a small theatrical run.
This was all about numbers getting rentals. Because rental copies of shit, dude, were crazy expensive. Because you couldn't just buy...
First of all,
most people didn't have copies of shit until the 90s. Because VHSs used to be like $100.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, people
and
didn't have them.
And then a rental copy was two or three times more. Because you had to have a copy that was licensed for rental.
Uh-huh.
So back in the day, a copy of something was like $200 per tape at the store.
Right.
So like the company I work for, Troma, we've always thanked God that our fans are criminals. Because they would make an account with the video store, rent six of our movies, and then never return them. And to them, they're like, hey, I ripped them off for $30. And to us, they're like, they ripped them off for $1,400.
Yeah.
Dude, she's... Of all items to beat something up with, your brother's beloved guitar.
Sorry, Joey.
Yeah, how's that the first thing you're grabbing?
That's a little...
Man, women are dumb, huh?
Yes.
Here, let me throw this Fabergé egg at it. Fucking ditzy
or
broad.
A Curio. Throw a Curio at it.
Squawks. That's actually the woman squawking.
I just had that fender restrung.
What?
Me, I'm gonna kill this thing.
Upside down for a left-handed genius. Jimi Hendrix? Anybody?
Is that what he did?
Yeah, yeah. And then that was like Ford Fairlane, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. He bought Jimi Hendrix's guitar.
So he would play
he kept saying,
upside down?
Strung upside down for a left-handed genius. Yeah, well, he'd play it. Yeah. Yeah, it was just strung upside down. So like the pick guard was on top.
Ford Fairlane was part of the 3-movie deal I believe DICE had.
Uh-huh.
The other 2 movies in that were Brain Smasher, A Love Story.
I don't remember seeing that one.
With him and Terry Hatcher.
Wow.
Where he is a bouncer. That's directed by Albert Pyun, who I'm obsessed with.
Okay.
He did Doll Man, which is one of my favorite movies ever done on the show. And then we did the other movie in that series. It was called No Contest. And I cannot recommend it more.
Okay.
It is Die Hard at a beauty pageant.
Oh.
So it's a hotel that's hosting a beauty pageant.
Like Miss Congeniality, but
like a Miss
Andrew
Universe.
Dice Clay.
Yes, where the terrorist is Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
Sold.
Sold.
The female lead is the winner from the year before, and it's Gene Simmons' wife, who was like a Playboy Playmate type chick.
Right.
So hot.
Shannon Tweed.
Thank you, Shannon Tweed. And Dice is heavy. His, like, ammunition man. Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, stop. I'm watching this when I get home.
Yeah. We've done it on the show before. I love it.
All right.
It's sick. No contest.
Wow.
Yeah, because that was Dice's whole deal. He's like, I got a 3-picture deal. Ow! And then they got worse.
And that was all. That's like the Dane Cook. It's like you got 3 movies to be the leading man, and then they're like, all right, we're done. We're done.
I think this experiment hasn't
paid off. We gave you Good Luck, Chuck, the shopping one with Jessica Simpson.
I love Ford Fairlane. That's a good watch every once in a while, you know.
It's also a pretty good mix of puppets and stop motion.
Godzilla. I thought his name was Elvis.
You're invading my space. Ruby, do something.
Non-consensual.
I kind of love it.
I think it's good. I think this is not that bad, to be honest.
Cute. She's warming up to him. I like the upside down beat. It looks like.
The hottie's back.
Upside down.
I can barely hear you, Mr. Sarno.
Those double dealing sons of crooks.
So either the girl, the daughter, or this woman was from Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Where that's from?
That is
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell before it was Saved by the Bell.
Right.
Before it was Saved by the Bell, it was Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Right. Wow.
Madonna.
We're pretty old.
Also, watching the Saved by the Bell reboot address Screech's death, very awkward.
Wait, what now?
There's a Saved by the Bell reboot.
Right.
And they're all on it as, like, teachers and, like...
Oh, right.
They're the adults, but the kids, there's, like, a new group of kids. But they all go out to dinner. I think maybe to the Max. To address that Screech was on a space station that blew up.
Oh, stop. That's the line they went with?
That's the canon death for Screech. That he wasn't in the first season because he was on a space shuttle. Or he was on a space station as a genius. And that it blew up.
Dude,
Matt?
That's incredible.
Do you know the character, like, the character's names? I can tell you which one of them was in it.
And the actress is Samantha Mills.
Yes. Do you know which?
I don't know which
one
she is.
Damn,
I'm sorry.
I was trying to figure that out too.
Dude, one of my. Oh, go ahead.
No, Jerry. One of them doesn't have a birth date listed, so I can't even tell you which the younger one is. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
One of my favorite moments in comedy was a club in Colorado Springs, Looney's Comedy Corner, that I've done for years and years since like I lived in Texas. But
I think I've performed at that place. Yeah.
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 And it's not a great club, but it's awesome. And the people that run it are fun. So I will always go there. But I pulled up one time for my week, and the marquee, it was
Jerry?
Me, and then right under me, it was next door. Week, Dustin Diamond. But Monica. That was also at the same time he stabbed his wife or whatever.
Stabbed somebody.
So he had to cancel that week. It was that week that I was there that he stabbed the person and got arrested, and so he wasn't going to be there the next week. But I thought that was pretty awesome that my name was still at least on the marquee with him that week.
I know somebody that did a...
I didn't stab anybody, no.
Like a one-nighter with him. Like a shit, like not a comedy club, like a restaurant one-nighter with him.
Yeah.
And he had a rider.
At a one-nighter? At
like
a
Wisconsin supper club.
Yeah. Like it was a straight-up like restaurant with a back room they did comedy in. And he showed up with a list of like what should be in his dressing room.
Do you know anything? Can you
brown M&Ms?
I can't.
Yeah,
remember.
Right.
I can't remember what it was, but I think they literally just handed it back to him.
Like, we'll get you. We will not. One nighters at a restaurant. They won't even get you a burger. Like they're like, I don't care if there's 50 people here. You have to pay for your hamburger.
Oh yeah, I've had one nighters where they've been like, this is the dressing room, and it's like the closet.
Tell me what it is. Oh, yeah.
Or then not even. They'll just go sit with the people.
Yeah, no, you're just on the back table. Yeah.
I was at a club once, and there was a long bar, and then you go into the club, and I'm sitting at the very end of the bar, and I go, hey, is there like, because people are all coming in. I go, hey, is there like a green room situation? And they go, oh, do you want like a private area? Well, I went, because it's just kind of weird seeing everybody coming in. And watch over this place like I prefer to like see them fresh when I come out on stage. They go, okay. And in front of all the people that are online to get in, they just took a curtain and pulled it over me. So it was a curtain that was behind me, and they pulled it over and around me and attached it to the bar. So now I'm just enveloped by a curtain sitting in a bar stool. And from everyone that was watching, it looked like they said, hey, do you want these people looking at you? And I went, no. Cover me.
Oh, my God.
That's like, that is worse than just... They just throw a jacket on you. Just here.
Yeah, no green room. I'm always like, okay, where's the dumpsters out back? I'm just going to go smoke weed out back.
Do you smoke before sets? Weed?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I never can.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I feel like you're just fucking my head too much.
I mean, it took me a long time to ease into it, but then it was like, if I'm always high, like that's probably better that I go up there high too.
Sure.
Yeah, you don't want to be off the game.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, if that's like a if that's like the status you're used to doing sets in and being funny, I think that's why it wouldn't work for me. It's like the growing pains would be weird.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I'd be as good.
Yeah, fair enough.
As the perfection I am now. You know what I mean?
Right, right. might lose that Netflix deal.
Yeah, yeah. You know, can't top perfect, so why change the formula?
HBO special pulled.
Do you think I'm a fool?
I remember getting so much shit the first few times I did podcasts from my family. That I did podcasts where people were smoking. Like... My dad called the first time I did Legion of Skanks, like, and it was on video. My dad called me,
what?
And he's like, "You heard, buddy? You gotta get him take that podcast down." I'm like, "Oh, what did I say?"
Dad,
he goes,
really?
"Big J's sitting there smoking dope the whole time."
Oh,
I go, "Yeah, I didn't have any." He goes, "Yeah, but Zach, I mean, how are you gonna get a job?" I went, "In comedy?"
It's not fair to Ruby keeping her cooped up.
And he goes, "Yeah, I mean, they're sitting there smoking dope. You're sitting there with them." That's a cosign. I mean, you know, how are you ever getting a job with Comedy Central? If people know you, do you hang out with people who smoke dope?
Oh my God.
That was a real, like, that was like real concerns.
What year was that?
It was when they were still at Kumia's house.
Now, if I hear one more word about this, I'm going to have that dog.
I mean, he's all right with it now, huh?
No.
You still no?
Okay.
He called me within the year and was like, listen, buddy, you got to quit smoking. And I went, what? He goes, the cigarettes. You got to be done with the cigarette. And I went, I've never smoked cigarettes in my life. He goes, no, buddy, I saw a video of you and Lewis. I mean, you're sucking on that e-cigarette all day. And I was like, oh, my God, he thinks that's tobacco.
Nah, homie.
And I went, that's weed. And he goes, Jesus Christ. He couldn't, like, he's like, I mean, you got to replace it with something. I went, no, I'll keep doing that. He goes, what do you, I smoke pot on stage because we can, it's legal. And he goes, what about chewing gum?
Oh, stop, Dad.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents tolerated it. I guess my dad is a little more accepting, but they lived in California for so long that it was just like I would smoke weed in their backyard and it wasn't a big deal. But
then,
my mom is still like when I was in Tennessee in June, tried to get her to help me do a promo for a show there. And she was like, I don't want them because you talk about smoking the marijuana. And it was like, yeah, still mom. Still mom.
Yeah, I'll get quite a bit because both my dad's like super sober for before I was born, and just the rest of my family are fucking nerds.
No, fair enough.
Like, I just remember being a kid and even asking, like, kind of putting it together, like, what's wrong with pot? And he goes, Zach, it fucking kills people.
Meanwhile, nobody. It's killed nobody.
Yeah, nobody ever.
Ever.
My mom is very similar. That's why it was nice when there were too many podcasts for my mom to hear all of them.
Yeah.
And then I could eventually say live,
yeah,
as if it's like a monumental release. But like say like I do smoke weed.
Yeah. No, Alice and Miko cannot figure out the computer. So I have no fear about that.
My mom texts me, she goes, send me the podcast you were just on. Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't.
Oh, no, my mom does not care. She won't listen to it. She's like, yeah, I assume you guys aren't talking about anything I'm going to want to hear.
My dad's gotten cool about it. Well, he'll be like, hey, I was listening to your show, and on this episode you said this. I wanted to ask you a question. My mom, at the last time I was home a few weeks ago, I do 5 podcasts a week. Uh-huh. It is my income.
Yeah.
She goes, you still doing your podcast thing? I went, that's the thing you do, the show. You do that? I went, I do 5 shows a week. Oh, I thought you did 1 a week. What is that? How do you get that? Can I get it on my Roku?
Oh, she wants to now.
No,
huh?
She has no interest. She was just, she was putting on airs. She has no idea what a podcast is or how you would listen to it. What the
hell? I would like if she's like, you know, that Brett Rabel, not a good guest. Don't have him back.
My uncle just figured out podcasts recently. And he's so, like, backwards on it. He's like, you hear what Corolla said?
Wow. Yeah, you started at the wrong end, Unc.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, let me get a time machine.
This really is. Oh, they pitched this, I bet, as Jurassic Park meets E.T.
Yeah, 100% that's what it is.
It's really...
What in the hell is this? It almost bit my head off.
Who's going to do that? Would you all just...
The only funny thing I've heard from Corolla in a long, long time was there's the audio of him and Norm McDonald breaking down Coward of the County and Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town is hilarious.
Okay, I will stand up that Corolla used to be one of the funniest human beings alive. And he had a great run.
Yeah, yeah.
Love Line, phenomenal.
Yeah.
So fucking, the fucking... what's the difference between what's the difference between Venice and venison? Is when they used to ask girls when they called in if they sounded stupid. He would ask, what's the difference between veal and venison?
Okay, that's a little more.
So what's the difference between veal and venison? Because I remember one time a girl called in to ask about like her IUD or something retarded that she didn't understand her own body. And he goes, hey, honey, what's the difference between veal and venison? She goes, veal's baby cow. And he goes, uh-huh. And she goes, and Venice is in Italy.
There you go.
he also came up with, you know, somebody's gonna be stupid if you could hear the smoke detector beeping to change the battery during the phone call. And then him and David Alan Greer did a bit once where they were, somebody called in to talk to Dr. Drew about some type of medicine for herpes, I think. And Dr. Drew's going over the names of the medicine. And they did a bit where every medicine name was a black mom yelling at their kid. Can we keep this? David Alger would be like, Never Vestrin, you get in this house, I'm going to whoop your ass with my slippers.
Those animals belong to Mr. Sarno.
Ruby hatched them. Mr. Sarno couldn't do that. Doesn't that kind of make them her babies?
Fix the latch, Jer.
I mean, kind of, but not really, because she's a fucking dog, you dum-dum. Oh, look at that cool Walkman. That is a generic Target Walkman for sure. That is not a Sony.
Have you seen it?
Oh.
Not a Sony?
No.
It's not even shaped round, is it? Did they used to be square like that?
Yeah, man, when they held tapes, dude.
Oh, fuck me. I didn't even think of that. It was for cassettes.
Yeah, it's not a disc, man. That is a Walkman. Or a knockoff.
That did not even occur to me.
That's funny. Like, you were real pimp if you had the yellow one that had the clasp on it, the, like, sports, Sony Sports Walkman.
The one that could take shock, absorb shock.
Yeah.
Oh, the anti-skip technology?
No, that was for the disc, not the tape. You didn't need that for tapes.
Every once in a while, you'll see a dude rocking a Discman on the train still.
Yeah.
He just kept coming at me and coming at me, so I
plugged into a speaker or something.
No, headphones.
Yeah,
I've seen. I'll catch it on the R sometimes.
You killed Fred Flintstone.
Somebody's still rocking this man hard.
That was such a pain in the ass. That short time frame where, like, the disc man in the car, and you had the cassette that you'd put in the cassette tape with the wire to the CD player, and then, but then every time you got in the car, you had to kind of reset everything.
And every time the car hit a slight bump,
yeah, blah blah,
the song would skip.
Yeah,
can you imagine people used to try to jog with those?
No, that was the stupidest thing I'd ever, like, why would you even think that would work? You know?
But they all came with the clips for it.
Yeah. I'll bust you out of this joint in no time. You see he's going to bust out a joint?
I have a feeling Michael Bishop did a lot of this.
Rock Godzilla.
God, that is
Rock Godzilla by Michael Bishop.
By the way, I'm going to take a wild guess. So he goes, I'm going to bust you out of this joint. This was supposed to be Jailhouse Rock.
Yes.
Well, of course. Yeah.
That was supposed to be that he put him in there to Jailhouse Rock.
It's weird that they even thought at any point they would have the money. You're like, I know you don't have the butt. You can't, what are they going to be like? All right, their soundtrack is Rolling Stones, Michael Jackson. Yes.
Okay, so, well, there's two pairs of rights you have to pay for when you get a song. You get rights to the song, and then you have to get rights to the recording. The rights to the recording is what's expensive.
What's the difference? What do you mean?
You get the rights to the music, not the physical music. You get rights to the song, not the recording of the song. So that's why a lot of movies have covers.
Because
you can pay for the rights to the song and then pay a band to cover it.
I see.
It's much, much cheaper than the rights, because it's the physical recording rights. The physical recording of it is what's very expensive. That sounds like their intention was probably to just get the songs and then have somebody do them. But then they couldn't afford that.
Even that. Dude, that sounds like the season ticket scam, you know, where you, like, have to buy the lease first for the right to purchase the season tickets. So, yeah, you have to buy a lease for the season ticket, and then, yeah.
But that's why a ton of, like, when you watch, like, comedies, they'll have a lot of, like, covers.
Can I see them?
Right. They'll get some modern, they'll get, like, it'll be a song you've heard before, but it'll be, like, by Bowling for Soup.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or, like, you know, Less Than Jake doing I Think I Love You, shit like that.
Yeah.
So many movie trailers.
Because Bowling for Soup's a little easier to approach to get a song in a movie than, say, Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to access him.
Yeah. Bowling for Soup's just home on a Tuesday, any Tuesday. They'll answer.
And God bless Newfound Glory, who did the song for a trauma movie, and all they asked was to be credited under a different name.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
They did the song for our movie Poultrygeist, and they did it under the name Calamari Safari.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's pretty good.
It's a good name. It's a good, like, joke band name.
But that's like, come on, Newfound Glory.
Get that,
like,
crocodile away from her nose.
They were hot at this point. This was like when they were going.
And just take it, man.
I think it might have been that the record company wouldn't let them give a song for free.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Because they had a contract. Nah, I'm sorry. Were you going to say something before?
Can I just please take a closer
I was just going to say, I think it's funny that no one would know, like a kid when this came out wouldn't know that these aren't Elvis songs unless you have the subtitles on, which just spoils it.
Yeah.
Like they could have gotten away with it if we didn't have the subtitles on.
Good point. Because kids are dumb.
I would have been like, I missed that one Elvis song, Rock Godzilla. I had the number one hit. I had Second to None. Never heard Rock Godzilla.
Yeah, they're in the car like, Mommy, play Elvis. And they're like, this isn't Elvis.
Mommy, play Michael Bishop.
A Darwinian redo.
Oh, shit.
We told you.
Yeah, Dad, it's a Darwinian redo, oh, you gosh, dumb dick.
Wait, are they going to get one of the dinosaurs to have sex with the dog? What just happened?
This movie definitely stalled because it felt like they've just been hanging out for a while. Am I wrong?
Yeah, once between finding the dinosaurs,
it hasn't escalated.
It really has just been now we have dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's like,
because obviously that guy's going to try and steal the dinosaurs back.
Right, but even at the fun and games portion of the script, it has not been fun or games.
No, it's been pretty much
it's just been
laborious.
Yeah,
it's been treading
we
water
just had
for
to like tell kind of random
oh,
stories.
Oh yeah, she's Madonna. They're all named after singers.
Yeah, which they mentioned that Madonna song earlier. I don't think that was an actual
it
Madonna
was,
song.
That song was done by Donna Summer. I paid attention to the subtitles.
Oh, really?
And yes, they wrote whatever it was, like Stylish Girl by Donna Summer.
That was actually Donna Soar. Boom!
That's a good punch up.
That's why I do this for a living, guys. Good
night, Vicky. Five podcasts a week.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Zach.
Five shows a week, baby. Okay, still doing my podcast.
Yo, he's finally going to hit it. He was too much of a bitch to ask her out.
Be like, hey, man, at least give my dad a handy. I mean, I know we're major cock blocks, but...
Hey, could you go to bed in your 1920s pajamas? I'm trying to fuck this lady.
He's got a Scrooge sleeping cap.
Let him touch your butt.
And a candle on the fucking...
Father! All right, what are the chances the dinosaurs cock block this guy?
Oh, Zach.
Is that a spoiler? I mean, you've already seen this.
I'm sure I have, but you know it just comes in and out. You see it, and it leaves your head immediately, buddy.
They're not going to block it, but the brontosaurus is going to lick his butt while they're having sex.
Oh, I thought it was just going to pop up and watch.
Just be all creepy.
Yeah, like she's bent over blowing him, and then you see the brontosaurus head come up from between her cheeks.
Cuckasaurus over there jerking off in the corner.
Oh, shit.
That was an open
He's
mouth.
Like going
That's
for
a
it.
Heavy
That's
kiss
a little,
for a PG.
You don't go open mouth as your first kiss.
Yeah,
like,
she did not seem like she was okay with that.
At least to start, you don't start at the open. That was a...
All right, I heard you. Monica.
My wife's dead.
Oh, Frank, it's okay.
I won't have that nosy bird poking its beak into my business. So that one gets locked up with the others tomorrow.
Frank, they're not zoo animals.
I can't have those varmints running wild on my place.
Frank.
He was trying to look down her shirt. See that? Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Good for him.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
She is a real piece, huh? Dressed down, that's...
She's even prettier in that shot. What a beautiful lady.
Yeah. That's the look for her.
That is the look
Look at this fucking post-cum happiness.
Yeah, white tank top with some work gloves on. They had sex on the couch?
I don't know.
They did. Morning.
Or they had sex and he slept on the couch.
That's his house. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Trying to hang dong out the window.
Morning.
This is a dream girl. She just repairs your shed.
Huh? I think she's turning it into a terrarium.
Oh, okay. I was like, this woman has sex with you and gets up early to do lawn work.
kids gave them to me.
Very nice. You should be very proud.
Solid this movie's really treading water.
But yeah, man. They've been talking about his underwear for the last 2 minutes.
Is she going to finish her little project sometime this month?
And a movie that's only an hour and 20.
I can't babysit these things forever, you know.
It's weird, to watch a movie inside? Where it's like...
Why don't you?
That thing's escalating.
No. These girls are like 7 years apart in age. I'm trying to find out.
That they're actually were in a they're like a mom and
they
daughter.
They grew up
porn.
Together.
Yeah. Hands first. Got him.
Not the bashful type.
Hell yeah, dude.
Could have fooled me.
And the dad, he looks familiar. Like I've seen him die in some other movies.
I think yeah, these are just people that are like
in some higher budget flicks.
Well, and also they just made a living working. Like they were working actors.
Yeah.
The Native American tour guide from the first.
Hey! Imagine you just cut its throat.
Yeah.
See, that would have been great.
That would have been pretty awesome.
This has got to be the villain, right?
Yeah, I don't think a good guy would drive that. Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's a stoner kid. It's a stoner boyfriend. This is toys. Dad. Watch where you're leaving your toys.
That's totally rad technology. How do you get them to move like that?
Oh. See my lady love. What?
By the way, this exact character is in the new season of Stranger Things. He's just got longer hair.
Oh, the one, the long hair dude. Yeah,
this is, I mean, written exactly the same.
Yeah, sure it is. Dude, that is an old guy.
Yeah, it is.
That
totally.
Is an older dude. That is.
Oh that's creepy. They are not the same age.
It's a 38
year old. Not even close.
It looks like Michael Malice in a wig.
Oh. They were just, like, they didn't even walk around, though, to try to find this guy. They just quickly turned their heads, like, who could pull this off? Maybe.
Looks like I've been moated, hon.
This is the best part of the movie.
Absolutely. This is totally illegal and creepy, so I'm going to leave now.
Let me pee on you later. Yeah.
Catch you on the statutory.
For real. I mean, if your parents say it's okay, then it's okay.
By the way, now this man just has a gun. That's how this movie escalates.
That's so aggressive.
That's how you know this is the last act. That's how you know it's the last act of the movie.
And he's not that weirded out.
Is that he has a gun for no reason.
And he's doing they're banter. Not, they're bantering.
Yeah, they are not following the normal movie outlines here. Yes.
I don't want anyone else to get hurt, all right? Yeah? Well, you and I are going to turn this cheese box upside down.
They're not in there.
When is one of these dinosaurs going to... Oh, there we go. I was going to say, when is one of them going to eat this guy?
That character is who the Toy Story 2 villain was based off of.
Jerry.
That Toy Story 3 was the really dark one, huh?
Yeah,
all of them are so good. Please, you broke
the law. Yeah, but 3's the proto-Holocaust one, right?
Yeah.
What?
It's like, that's the one where they're at the daycare.
Lots of loving, or whatever that teddy bear is.
Yes. Woo. That's some heavy shit.
Yeah, they're all waiting to go into the oven. And they all hold hands. It's tough.
Yeah.
Have you seen the edit where someone edited it so that, you know, when they're going into the furnace and they edited it so that they're going in and they do that, his whole hand's like, fuck. And then they just had it fade to black and then fade up the credits. And they pranked their mom and had that. And the mom was like, that was the ending? What the hell was that?
Oh.
It's like such a dark-seeming ending.
Oh, I would love to watch that.
That's horrific.
And then, you can imagine that's how... That'd be like... That is the most unsatisfying...
To a trilogy.
I would love to have had that prank pulled on me.
Yeah, yeah. You're just like...
Were you really...
What the
like,
fuck? What did Pixar choose to do?
Yeah, what are you guys doing? Pixar's just evil now.
Killed all our main characters.
Yeah, sad ending is so tough to pull off. Of course, that's a ridiculous example of it. But, like, you know, Little Shop ends dark in real life, in the real version, right?
No. How is it in? Little Shop of Horrors?
In the play,
the plant eats everybody.
Fun.
It
just wins?
It wins. And in the musical, the Rick Moranis one, or the original ending is that the plant eats everyone, grows enormous, and takes over the world.
Monica.
And then they tested it in theaters, and they found that you can end a play sad because there's a curtain call.
I would.
And everyone knows everyone's okay. But you can't end a movie like that.
I'll put yours in the fridge. How's that?
Because
people are stupid.
That's the last time you see those characters, and it upsets them.
Wow.
Dodgeball had an original ending that was, you know, Dodgeball, Vince Vaughn. Yeah, yeah. I love that comedy. I think it's a great comedy.
I feel like it's seen a version of it where the other team wins.
Yeah, they just have Ben Stiller's, Dwight Goodman's team just wins. And the writers were like, it's so funny because it's such a, like, really well done, but like, down the line comedy of like, here's the big bad conglomerate and here are the scrappy underdogs. And it's such an, you know, flip of what the conventional movie would allow you to do. And they were like, that's funny. Like, fuck the audience. But they tested it and everyone was like, what? No, you can't have the bad guys just win.
So then they reshot it. I feel like I've seen a version of it.
It's on the DVD. It's probably on YouTube. It's also in the DVD extras.
Oh,
they just have
amazing.
Ben Stiller hurl it, cranks Vince Vaughn in the head, and he's like, yeah, and then just freeze frame credits. And that's how they originally wanted to end it, because they, and it is, on a conceptual level it's funny, even though it's so unsatisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you just want the good ending for a movie like that. You just want the cheese, you know?
Yeah. That's like, props to them for even coming up with that, but that would be like just a very self-serving ending.
It's
you know?
For
like,
it's an ending for the funny people who made it.
Yes,
but even as a fan of funny shit, I'm like, nah, give me this. You've earned cheese because you've written such good jokes and comedy before then.
Right.
Trauma has a softball movie called Squeeze Play that is a guys versus girls softball, and it's like a female liberation kind of thing. And they're going to get the guys back, and then the guys just win. And then they fuck all the girls. It is so fucking great. Literally, it's a whole movie where they're like, we're going to get these guys, these pigs back. And the guys are like pranking them and doing shit. They're like, we're going to get these pigs. And then the guys just beat them, and then they all fuck them. It's the best.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
Air that one on National Woman's Day. Yeah.
That's in the National Library of Congress, that movie. That's so funny. I think they need to make remake Revenge of the Nerds, but updated to be like
more rapey.
Even
more rape. No, that's a tough one, man. There's Revenge of the Nerds has obviously the Darth Vader rape scene. I don't know what else to call it. It also has them spying on them. It has them taking naked pictures of the girls and distributing them among the campus.
Right.
Hilarious. Classic.
Yeah. And then I feel like it's got one more really rough thing in it.
I would love to do a list of top 10 movies of all time that don't hold up.
Yeah, because the 80s, there was a lot of that storyline of like, guy tries to have sex with girls, she doesn't want to have sex, but then he forces himself on her, and then she's like, oh, all right, this guy. There was a lot of that going on.
Under modern scrutiny, Ace Ventura is a tough sell.
Oh, I don't know. Is that because of the ballerina and the... Not the ballerina, the like...
With trans stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's the woman. Or
they find out that the woman has a dick and everyone throws up.
But that movie's so good.
Animal House, okay. I think Animal House isn't as bad as people say it, but the part that's tough is... when the girl passes out and she's 16, and then the guy has the angel and devil over his shoulder, the devil goes, fuck her, squeeze her tits.
Yeah.
That was
but he doesn't fuck her.
Right. But he does later, right?
Yeah, I think he does.
That's okay.
No, doesn't he fuck her mom?
No, no.
Oh, no. Somebody else fucks Dean Wormer's wife.
Yeah, and she wasn't Dean Wormer's kid. It was the mayor's kid.
The mayor's kid. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the only part of that one. Really?
No, him spying on the girl. Belushi spying on the girls is.
Oh, let's just write that off to 70s, 80s movies hijinks.
This guy's doing Paulie Shore, right?
It's my favorite character. It's. I'm the only one in 10th grade who's got a license. 10th grade? Is that why you go out with me?
No. It's because you're 16 and real smart.
I think that's them making a we know this guy looks 40 joke. Whoa.
Yeah, there's no other. There's nobody else he could base that character on at this time.
Yeah, that's gotta be. I guess it's Macaulay. But yeah, that's definitely Pauly Shore ripoff.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't even think he's smart enough to spoof Spicoli.
So the gun scene wasn't. See you
later, Richie. The gun scene was just a failed attempt.
Yeah, I missed how the dad ended up getting the gun away from him.
The dinosaur bit him on the ankle. Nonchalantly took the gun.
Yeah. Good day, my friend. I love this guy. Could I perhaps interest you in some Girl Scout cookies? He's a great character guy.
Is this a joke? Scouting is not
a joke, sir. It keeps the little. If you ever watched Opie and Anthony, he reminds me of Jim Norton's old bodyguard, Club Soda Kenny.
Mr. Sano, what if he bites me? Then bite him back. What do you think I'm paying you $1,000 for?
You know, I was thinking, I think we should get at least $1,100 for this. I feel like this is the Mexican from earlier redone as an Italian.
Yeah, it is.
Where are the cookies?
By the way, this guy's kind of awesome. Sorry, no free
samples? Yeah.
Shut up, doggy. Nice doggy. You're not a mutt. You're a good doggy.
This movie flows so well.
What are you doing to my dog?
Yeah, great flow.
I'm trying to think of other stuff that really doesn't hold up.
Hey, what the hell?
Sandler stuff holds up pretty good.
Yeah. So I rewatched Big Daddy and I was like, this movie's classic.
Yeah.
Total classic. Yes.
Do that.
Well, and there were a lot of movies like in the 80s. I mean, even some John Hughes movies where it was just like, you know, homo and fag were thrown around very liberally.
Oh, Monster Squad, I think they dropped
Monster Squad, a bunch of faggots.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say, was it 16 Candles where Anthony Michael Hall wakes up in the car with the girl who is asleep and doesn't remember anything?
Yeah. And then they end up together. Yeah. You know, like it's implied that she's all right with it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's another one.
Was
it
the one with Mickey Rooney in Chinese face? Asian face?
Oh,
you're a
regular poet. Oh. Is it Mickey Rooney?
Yeah, he's
was
literally got like
pants.
No, he's got buck teeth and glasses.
Are you sure it's Mickey Rooney?
Breakfast is at Tiffany's.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. Wow, that one. Watching that one, because I didn't see that one until I was in like in my mid-30s. That was not what I was expecting. Good. Not what I was expecting.
Shut up. Mr. Sorrow, you want I should plug the dog?
No!
Oh, Mr. Sorrow, you want I should, you want to?
And then I'll shoot it.
Oh, man, I gotta think.
That's not the way to hold a gun.
Rico, the dinosaurs will all die, but I can keep them alive.
Yeah, prime example. Not everybody should be allowed to own a gun.
I feel like I want to remake this with Bobby Moynihan as this guy. And he would fucking kill it.
He would kill it.
You can almost see his face popping through, you know, coming through, him just morphing into Monahan. Totally.
Is he taking her to be like, I miss him. Is this like...
He's taking her to keep the dinosaurs alive, but she's probably going to, just so that she's with the dinosaurs.
Right.
Mr. Sarno,
Wow, this doggy likes me.
Wow, they're stealing the dog too. Damn. I'm sure glad I
didn't plug you. They didn't steal her a bra, huh?
Real. I'm not complaining, right, fellas? Come on, this is the dude pod.
How do old ladies count?
Did he pay him?
One,
did he pay him?
Two, three. Who wants a Werther's? Four.
We're going to the house real slow. Stay behind me.
What if he gets out? They just shoot him, and the credits roll.
Yes, and just Grand Theft Auto Wasted comes on screen. They're on the road.
Like we're getting close, right?
Oh, yeah.
We gotta be.
Those reptiles need a 99-degree temperature.
Duh.
Let's go get some cannolis, eh?
These guys are just having fun.
Yeah. Does this count towards my SAG credits even?
This was probably none. If I know Full Moon, I think this is a non-union.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the people that were union got waivers.
Come on, eat. We got grapes to pick.
They're just going to have dinner?
Eat.
Yeah, what about your girlfriend? Are we just going to sit around?
It looks more like breakfast, though. Fruit, slop? Scrambled eggs, orange juice.
Slave over that stove, so you two can jar yourself.
You didn't work that hard. It's eggs, you fucking puss.
Right?
Did I not tell you to eat? Now eat. I don't want to have to repeat.
It's not like it's an omelet.
Dude, there's 5 minutes left, right?
Well, no, we did the intro.
Vicky will take care of Ruby.
But it will be quick.
What about Elvis and the other little guys? What about them?
They didn't belong to us. I told you that from the get-go.
Also, I let them take a woman and a dog.
This just makes my skin crawl.
Wow. Wait,
what?
Isn't that bending?
Oh, I guess more time has passed than we realized. I thought it was like that day. And they were just eating.
Yeah.
Damn, these journalists are thorough.
Again, such good flow in this movie. Dad's got that look in his eye. He's gonna go beat off. He is totally gonna beat off.
The reporters are all the family members of Charles and Albert Band and Austin O'Brien, who is the somebody.
Yeah, it's not nepotism. They just needed one.
Yeah, they just needed people.
Yeah.
Get those tabloid slobs out of here. Hey, back, back, back.
TMZ.
Is it who would change the world forever?
Low budget movies love reporter scenes because everyone can show up dressed for it, and you just hand them old cameras. Or if it's a trauma movie. A hat with a card in it that says press. Like it's the 20s. And if you don't have that, by the way, you will get screamed at. Where the hell are the hats that say press? How are people going to know what the fuck they are?
I just want that to be like a fashion thing now. It's just the hat with the press tag in it.
Yeah, no. When we make movies, there's always a reporter scene in every Trauma movie. And Lloyd always insists that we have boxes around the microphones that say channels.
Yeah.
And that the press have hats that say press. Or else people won't know what it is. How the hell are they going to know he's a reporter unless he's got the reporter hat?
You got to update that, man. Thank you. Got to be badges or stickers. Testing. What? Wait.
That's the creepy old janitor from before who I think you might have missed. I think his name is Whitey.
Was he banging what's her name?
No, she's playing along to save the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But he may not know that and thinks he got played.
Well, there's
got
to be a twist.
I don't know if there is going to be.
keep your, I don't know. That's.
Mr. T.
What's the wing spread on that squab?
Hey, Whitey.
Thank. That does not look great.
And I thought he was talking to her. I was like, yo, Whitey. I expected more.
He's across the street doing his act.
Man, talk about a movie that starts and really just
kind of
stays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, I think this might be the exact music from Head of the Family. Albert Band does all the music for these. He also was one of the directors. All his music sounds identical.
Attention, please.
Yeah, it's like running on a treadmill, but worse.
Well, I'd like to thank you all for coming out today. And my lovely young assistant here and I have, well, we've discovered a renewal of life.
Yeah, the all full moon movies look extremely California. I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah, that's.
They reek of. We shot this in LA.
What you're about to see is a labor of love.
It was the outskirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was saying.
Could you even introduce little dinosaurs and be like, hey, shouldn't the government know about this?
You ain't seen.
Yeah, that's there's been no feds involved in this movie at all yet.
Hushed tones of reverence. Behold, I give you prehistoric life.
Big J could play this guy.
Yeah.
That's a golden retriever.
That's a dog,
you idiot.
Oh, you idiot.
That's a dog, you fat idiot.
Where are my sugar babies?
They pulled another switcheroo on them.
So that might be the big gag of the movie, huh?
Like, that's it?
He was willing to murder. He brought a gun. He was going to just kill them.
Yeah.
They pulled a gun on a child.
Hammer. He's like the worst henchman ever. It just sucks at being a henchman.
Yeah. Everyone's kind of failed out of this one.
Not a good casting.
By the way,
janitor.
That guy's horrifying.
Yeah.
And he should not, I know he's supposed to have like a warming presence. He looks terrifying.
Bad cast right there. He does not. Yeah, like.
Right. If you made him creepily hit on the young girl, he would be more likable.
I don't like watching her stroke the neck of that brontosaurus. Freaking me out.
You stole. You're the thief, not me. I'm the one who's trying to change the world. You.
Oh, an American punch.
That's good sound effects. I like that punch sound.
I love the conflict gets resolved by just punching him in the fucking mouth.
Yep, that's it.
That guy who was going to walk into your home and shoot your child. I'm going to give you a real good fucking punch right in the fucking mush.
Well, and still no cops involved even. Like, not even feds. Like, zero law enforcement.
By the way, they're just going to go back home. He can just go back.
With the dinosaurs. Like, everybody's
God,
cool with
dude.
That.
Oh, God.
What'd you say your address was again? Maybe I'll pay you a little visit in the middle of the night. Check on your daughter. See how she's been developing.
I'm not going to tell you exactly where I live, but
dude,
you can't drink the water.
Dude, it's just disappointing to look at him.
It's such a weird back and forth here.
Yeah, this has been a long time. That was a long time for no one to talk.
She is so 90s beautiful. She looks like... Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%.
I mean, she's beautiful in any era, but you know what I...
But she's that 90s, yeah. Veronica Vaughn.
Yeah.
So hot. One to touch the hiney.
Man, I wonder if this came out before or after Last Action Hero.
It's got to be before.
You would think, right? But how awesome would it be if it was after? Like, that's
far
this kid's
going. The Mexican Indian. Surprisingly waiting for a bus.
It was it's actually a different actor in that moment.
Well, there goes my $50. So now I guess he's going to kill them.
Wait, what?
So is he in the pre-hysteria too?
I don't remember.
Is that how it starts?
But I guess so. I guess he's going to kill that whole family with his knife. Well, that's how that ends. Thanks, guys, for tuning in.
That was amazing.
I want to thank my wonderful guest. Please check out Brett Rambel, Trey Gallion online. Support Race, the movie, the play, the live reading at the Comedy Cellar. Please check out Trey's dates online. And support these guys, because it's really important to me that if they do the show, the least we can do is check them out and make sure they get some attention. For all the cool projects they do, thank you so much to my guests. Thank you so much to Alex and Nat in the booth. I love you guys. We'll see you next week here on Zach and Mika's Midnight Spook Show.